Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hello everybody, this is Miles Title.
How you good? How you doing, Miles?
No.
Oh, you're trying to be Dudley Do-Right, I see.
Yes.
I was trying to figure that out. I'm like, does this have anything to do with the fact that you were eating cake and dropped it everywhere?
I'm going to do the entire show in this voice.
The funny thing is, it doesn't even sound like Dudley Do-Right.
No.
Only reason I know is because you said Nell, and so...
Nell?
Come here, horse.
Come here, horse.
So, what's going on, Dudley? Studley Dudley with his chocolate cake.
I can't do that voice all show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't.
All right.
I've come to the realization that I'm somewhat of a genius.
I'm sorry, that was just too funny.
Do you doubt me?
Well, let's see.
Let me say it again. I've come to the realization I am somewhat of a genius.
I don't, you know. Hey, I went to college with you. I know the truth.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
A genius at what?
Everything.
No, well, I was going to say, if you said I'm a genius about the knowledge of my own bowels, I would say yes. Yes, you are a PhD, Professor Emeritus, or whatever, of Emeritus, thank you, of Miles Title's bowels.
That's right.
But to say that you're a genius at everything is a bit of a stretch, as far as I'm concerned.
Not in my eyes.
You know, I don't know of anybody who lets the kids go and stomp out in dog shit and then has to throw away the shoes. I think a genius would rig up something that, you know, either dissipates dog shit on contact,
yeah,
or maybe,
yeah,
scoop it up and use it for fertilizer, or, I mean, you know, do something. Geniuses do something. Geniuses don't watch television all day and whack off to Girls Gone Wild, in my book.
Is that how your day went?
If it did, I too am a genius just like you.
No.
So, no, why do you think you're a genius?
Because I went to the video store.
And that makes you a genius because you go to the video store.
I think yes.
Okay.
I think yes. Yes.
I'm listening.
I went to a major chain.
Okay. Blockbuster?
I won't mention the name, but they do have real big movies, almost like Blockbuster.
Hollywood?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it was Blockbuster.
Oh, okay.
And
so they have their own awards show.
They do?
Yeah, oh, so you're a genius.
They do.
You
they
know?
Do.
Okay.
I was saying they do.
Oh,
they do?
They do. I see.
They do.
A genius is someone who can say things as a question, but take it back. Say it as a statement.
Yeah, I'm glad I said that just to get you riled up.
Yeah, I'm already riled up.
I know, you're good and fired up already. That's good. No, I was watching the Academy Awards here last week.
Yeah.
And there was a couple movies that I haven't seen. You know, on the Academy Awards.
That you didn't see?
Yeah, that I have not seen yet.
Like, all of them, or what?
No, I saw Gladiator and stuff like that.
Gladiator, please, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, I told my wife, I go, I'm going to go get a movie.
Uh-huh.
Right? And she's like, well, go get that one about that kid that, in England that wants to learn how to do ballet. And it's like a comedy and blah, blah, blah.
Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could only remember the Billy part. I couldn't think of what the last name
was. I'm a genius!
Well, yeah, I know. I'm coming to that part. Hold on, wait. I'm coming
okay.
to that part. So I go in there, right?
I'm right with you.
And I'm talking to the clerk who's putting away, like, way too many movies. She's almost, like, got, like, 20 movies in her hand, you know? Right?
I just want to take a look at all these video. Oh my God!
I thought she was gonna pull that thing our old film professor did when he dropped all those videos.
Right. Like that, but. Too many videos for very nervous, twitchy, alcoholic fingers.
Anyway, I digress here. Anyway, I'm trying to describe this movie to this girl. Right.
It's about a guy who wants to dance.
Yes.
Saturday Night Fever. No. Staying Alive? No.
Singing in the Rain?
No.
No.
How about Can't Stop the Music? The Village
Fame.
People.
Yeah. No, I was like, you know, it's this little boy. He wants to dance. I think it's a comedy. It's Billy something. I want to say Billy Bathgate, but I knew that wasn't right.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's dancing in that movie.
No, I was like, I'm trying to explain it to the girl. You know, it's like, oh.
But did you happen to be wearing your genius button at the time?
Yeah, I'm thinking, hey, come on, you know.
This guy's a genius.
You should know this, right?
You picked it up at the neighborhood community college.
So genius. I've thrown her here, right?
For the sure,
I've thrown her for a loop. So I'm like, all right, listen, what about this William Dafoe movie?
Shadow of the Vampire.
What?
Shadow of the Vampire.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember the name, you know. I'm like, you know, it's like about Nosferatu and blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
Finally, she's like, do you want the foreign film section or something? I go, no, listen, no. And by this time, the manager, thank God, was listening. She's like, well, the first movie's Billy Elliot. It's not out yet. The second movie is Shadow of the Vampire. That's not out yet either.
Okay, where's the genius come into this?
Right? So I said, well, what about, you know, Charlie's Angels?
There's the genius.
And
right
the girl,
there.
The girl's like, oh, do you want the religious section? So, I'm like, I am a friggin' genius, you know?
Well, literally not as much of a genius as the manager of the store.
Yeah, well, actually, she might have one up on me.
I think so.
She didn't know the names of the movies, which she was probably looking at on the computer.
Oh, cheating. You think she had to look them up?
Cheating.
Yeah, okay.
I bet she didn't know it was off the top of her head, though.
Yeah, like I just did, or what?
You might be reading the newspaper. You might be going through the help wanted ads or something.
I could be.
I don't know.
I could be.
But I just thought I was a genius.
You're a genius compared to the young lady at Blockbuster.
I think so.
How old was this young lady, you think?
She was out of high school.
How do you know that?
I by smelling her, I could tell. She just had that smell to her, like she was
the genius sense of smell.
Yeah.
Did you get to get real close, or can you do that from a distance?
Well, I was close enough to know that.
So evidently, you watched the Silence of the Lambs self help video from Migs, huh? The Migs Silence of the Lambs.
No, actually, I did get Charlie's Angels, though.
Yeah. You didn't tell her that you could smell her cunt, did you?
No. I could tell she was worldly, though. She just had that look about her.
Worldly as in what?
You know.
She's been down to New Orleans and flashed her breasts? Or?
I might have.
You saw her on The Girls Gone Wild?
She had a look to her, I'm just saying.
So you've got Charlie's Angels. What'd you think?
No.
I enjoyed it.
It's probably the best movie I've seen. Yeah.
Was that some kind of weird tick or what?
No. I'm just throwing it in, man.
Yeah. Was that the sound you made after watching Charlie's Angels for about 5 or 10 minutes? So it was a good flick, huh?
Yeah, I recommend it.
Really? How was Bill Murray?
Very good. Well, I wanted to see more of him, but that's okay, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a genius compared to the young lady at Blockbuster.
I think so.
So anytime she wants to, like, take you on in any kind of testing procedure...
I will beat her ass.
Yeah. Of course, I don't know how you would win, considering that you don't get partial points for just saying Billy something. And, you know, that vampire movie.
Come on. You know, she goes, do you want the foreign film set? Like, they have it, you know.
I think maybe you're just hard to understand.
No, I am not.
You talk with, like, this cryptic logic that only you... Well, the voices in my head can understand what I'm thinking. Why can't you, you dumb bitch? Dudley Do Right, it's over there in the religious section. I don't know.
Yeah, this happened.
Well, you know, Easter's upon us here.
That's true.
And generally speaking, I don't fall for the usual go get your picture taken with the Easter Bunny thing.
Right.
But, you know, we did today. We got my daughter's picture taken with the Easter Bunny today.
You did the right thing.
Normally I don't do that. I know you're more into that.
I am.
Yeah, like everybody, you're out at the mall for Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and the Leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day.
That's true.
And then, like, summer solstice, they have some, like, tree, budding tree or something out there, and you guys get pictures with that. Druid.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you guys are there for all the pictures. Well, I normally don't do that because I think it's a bigger ripoff.
Right.
And we happen to be out to a kind of an early, early dinner with my father-in-law tonight.
Yeah.
My wife just had a birthday.
Yes.
And so he took us out to eat.
Right.
And so we all went, and we ended up going to a place called Chevy's, which is a Mexican chain.
Okay.
Ever heard of it?
I think I have.
So we went to Chevy's, and it happens to be, like, in a mall or, like, attached to the mall.
Right.
So it's kind of like your Diamond Dave's, potentially. I don't know. So we're at Chevy's, and it just so happens that the Easter Bunny is holding court outside the Chevy's entrance.
Oh, I thought you were going to say inside Chevy's.
No, no, just outside in the mall area there.
Okay.
And so my daughter saw that on the way in, and then we made several trips from our dining experience to take her out to see the bunny, because she kept asking, Bunny? Bunny? Bunny?
Yeah.
And so we all took turns kind of dragging her out to see the Easter Bunny. And then on the last one, my wife finally breaks down and decides we're going to get a picture.
Yeah.
I did not break.
Uh-oh.
I want to tell you that.
Why?
Because, I mean, it's like $10 for nothing. I mean,
how much?
$10.
$10?
Yes.
Wow.
We didn't even get a print. We got the cheapest thing, which was
$10. Yeah.
And we just got it digitally. We got a digital picture on a disc.
Right.
And I got the disc right here. There it is, disc.
Wow, it's hard.
Yeah, it's got a plastic case.
Yeah.
So we got the disc for $10. That was the cheapest option that they had.
Wow.
But the interesting thing was we're going to get a picture. Well, the Easter Bunny was riding this merry-go-round that was just like a little few steps away from the Easter Bunny thing. So we had to wait for the Easter Bunny. So the Easter Bunny's going around and around the merry-go-round, I guess trying to drum up business or something.
Yeah.
You know, hey, look, there's the Easter Bunny on the merry-go-round. We got to go, you know, something like that.
Maybe it was his break or something.
It could have been the Easter Bunny's break, instead of going to take a leak.
Was he smoking like a cigarette or something?
No, he full costume, head on, everything,
yeah.
Riding the merry-go-round, smoking a cigarette. And so then we wait, and the Easter Bunny gets off.
Oh, my God, the Easter Bunny's getting off.
Okay. Yeah, no. Gets off the merry-go-round and comes over to resume taking pictures. I guess there was a lull or something, so...
Yeah.
So we're getting ready, and I guess my wife's paying and whatnot, and so my daughter's standing there waiting to see the Easter Bunny. Oh, bunny, bunny, bunny. And so the Easter Bunny comes up. Well, in the meantime, you know, the Easter Bunny's attracted a little bit of attention right on the merry-go-round.
Right.
And so this little girl, probably about 4, I'm guessing. My daughter's only 2. And her brother, who's probably 8 or 9 or something like that, are following the Easter Bunny over from the merry-go-round.
Uh-oh.
And so before the Easter Bunny gets back to the little Easter Bunny pen that they have constructed, you know, to keep the mass of people from crushing the Easter Bunny, I guess.
Yeah.
The Easter Bunny turns around and kind of gives this little girl a hug and wants to see Easter Bunny, Easter Bunny. You know, she's like, it's just her and her brother. There's no parents within sight.
Right.
And I couldn't help but think of you for some reason. And, no parents anywhere. They're not going to buy a picture.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I pay $10, even though it is the cheapest thing.
Right.
I'm still not getting any preferential treatment for my kid, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so she hugs this little girl and then turns around to my little girl, you know, hi, Easter Bunny, hi, Easter Bunny. And so then Easter Bunny wants to bend down to hug my daughter.
Yeah.
And then this little girl is like, she's like relentless. She's right behind the Easter Bunny, gets a face full of tail.
Oh,
boom!
Gosh.
The Easter Bunny sticks its ass out, face full of tail, this little girl, shoots her into a garbage can. Boom!
You run over there like, me next, me next.
Oh, but it was so funny for me. And so it's like me and my brother-in-law was there, and my father-in-law, we're all cracking up, trying to hold our, you know, trying not to laugh. This poor little 4-year-old girl gets sent flying into a trash can.
Yeah.
With a mouth full of cotton.
Oh, boom! Boy. Oh,
I mean, it was... It looked like she got shot or something. Oh, she was just like, God. Her arms were flailing, and she hits the garbage can with a big thump and then falls forward. And then the Easter Bunny turns around and rushes to the rescue. And it was hilarious. Her brother didn't do anything.
Was
but
kid crying?
No, no, she got back. Easter Bunny, Easter Bunny.
Do it again.
Yeah. It was the best. That was the best part of their encounter there at the mall. Their parentless encounter at the mall. So all the Easter Bunny people are tending to this poor. Are you okay? You know, all they see is a lawsuit, right?
Yeah.
You know, I could see the paper here. Easter Bunny, you know, brain small child at Crestwood Plaza, choking on cottontail. So that was very traumatic.
Oh my goodness.
So we finally get a picture with my daughter. With the Easter Bunny.
Was your daughter unhurt, I hope?
Yeah, oh no, she didn't get hurt at all.
Oh, good, okay.
No, but the rest of us got a good chuckle. So.
Yeah, okay, good.
But I mean, it was just, you know, it was amazing, and it was like one of those deals where I just am looking just right to catch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I just happened to be in the right perspective. It was like the Zapruder film playing over and over in my head. I kept laughing and laughing to myself all the way home. Oh, that little kid got hit in the face with the Easter Bunny tail, hit the garbage can.
You have, like, radar. Like, you know when this stuff is coming.
Oh, I'm like, I hadn't seen, the thing is, tonight, I had no story.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, until you saw this poor girl getting a face full of ass.
That's right. Poor little four-year-old orphan stranded at the mall.
God.
All I could think of is, here comes Peter Cottontail. Oh, I'm horrible. There was nothing I could do. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
If I would have went to help, I would have been sued.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Watch out, I have medical training.
Let's just go back in Chevy's, everybody, until it clears up.
Run!
Let's go get some Flan or something.
We had Flynn.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.